Perek Zayin, Mishnah
Beis.
Yesh bekadshei bedek habayis, ma she'ein bekadshei hamizbeach. There are some halachos that apply to bedek habayis, to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, which do not apply to karbonos that are brought on the mizbeach. Sh'stam hekdesha is lebedek habayis. If someone says, I am donating something to hekdesh, so we automatically assume that he intends to give it to bedek habayis and not to the mizbeach. And this means even if it's an animal, perhaps a sheep, which has no mum, and it could technically be a karbon, but since he just said in an open way, I'm donating this to hekdesh, we automatically assume that he intended for bedek habayis. In addition, hekdesh bedek habayis chal halakol. The kedusha of bedek habayis could be chal on anything, any item, any material, any animal in any form, whether it's a balmum, whether it is a trefa, because we're being makdish the value. Umayalin begidulayhem. In addition, bedek habayis, if the animal is designated to bedek habayis and it gives offspring, then the offspring are also considered hekdish. If it gives off wool, if it gives off milk, gives off a fetus, whatever it may be, it all is considered hekdish. Umayal in bigidulehem, umayal on that which it gives off. Ein behem anala kehanim, and there's no unique halacha that kohanim have special rights to it, although the karbanos have parts which are designated for the kohanim by bedek habayis, there is nothing unique that is given to the kohanim. Mishnah Gimel. Echad kadshei hamizbeach vechad kadshei bedek habayis. Whether something was designated to the mizbeach or designated to the upkeeper of the Beis HaMikdash, ein mishanin oisa mikedusha lekedusha. You can't change it from its designated purpose, and it must be used for the purpose it was designated for. If it was designated to bedek habayis, we cannot transfer it to the mizbeach fund. The mizbeach cannot be transferred to bedek habayis. In the mizbeach alone, you can't switch it from a shlamim to a toida or to an ola. Umakdishin oisan hektish iloi umachrimin oisan. In addition, there's a halacha that you can take an animal, designate it hekdesh iloi, a elevated kedusha to the mizbeach, and then donate the value of that carbon to bedek habayis, meaning the value that the owner would have from the fact that he is the owner, the fact that the kohen may appreciate that he chooses him, then whatever value there is for the owner, he's able to then vow, make a cherem, and vow to owe that amount of value to bedek habayis. Via mesu, whether bedek habayis or kadshei hamizbeach die, yikaveru, they are buried. And even though we say that when it's alive, if it's a baal mum, you can be paid it, once it dies, you can no longer be paid it. And that's learned from a pasuk, that the animal has to stand before the karbon to get evaluated for the pidyon. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, kadshei bedek habayis, emesu yipadu, kadshei bedek habayis, if they die, they may be redeemed. Because Reb Shimon holds that the pasuk of Ehemed Veherech that says that he has to stand before the Kohen only applies to Kadshei Mizbeach, but does not apply to Kadshei Bedek Habayis.